You have big dreams to be an influencer, but you're finding yourself caught up in the comparison trap of page views, followers, and number count. The good news is that's the old way of doing business, and I'm going to show you the new way. I'm Nicole Culver, your host of The Shift Show. So get out your notebook and let's get started so you can join the social shift. You're listening to The Shift Show. Today, we are talking about something so important, all about social media and you taking a much needed break from it. But before we get into it, we have surpassed 300 episodes. And if you would have told me that we would be here 300 and something episodes later a few years ago, I would be like, you are crazy. So before we get into the episode, I just want to take a second because we've been doing consistent episodes for the first time in years. After having three kids at home, you know how crazy it can be with so many just life obstacles, clients, and focusing on our students and our members of our group coaching program and just loving on our clients, that at some point it got really difficult for me to manage content creation. And that's really where this whole episode comes from, is just talking about the realities of content creation. But before I talk about this episode, I just have to stop and give a huge shout out to our podcast manager, Ashley. She has stepped in and she came in back in July and she has made everything completely amazing. When I get messages from people on Instagram and on Facebook just about how our content creation looks so seamless, it is because of Ashley and our other team member, Jess, and it really is brought to you by them. I have the words, I have the inspiration, but everything I do after that is completely handed off to them. So I just want to share with you the behind the scenes that yeah, it looks really great that we publish two podcast episodes a week right now, and we've been able to be consistent since July when Ashley came on, and she really helped me get organized and manage me and give me someone to answer to, because I was really living from a place of maybe this doesn't need to get done this week. So I just have to give a huge shout out to Ashley and Jess. They do amazing work behind the scenes of our social media, and I'm really, really appreciative for having a team now to support me in the work so I can spread my message and share my mission so I can help show you that you can empower yourself and that you can have a really great business that brings you financial freedom and financial abundance, and it really can be done. And it took me a really long time to get to this place where I would ask for help and I would show that I want to be supported, that I need to be supported, that I am not superwoman and I can't do this all on my own. It takes a team, it takes a village, and I hope that I can just share that onto you as well, is that you don't have to do this all alone and you shouldn't do this all alone. And we have a great behind the scenes team that supports us and lifts us up and lets me do my work so I can really share my message, share my mission, and just be focused on you and helping you and uplifting you and motivating you and giving you the tools and the strategies that you need. And I just sit here and I hit record and Ashley and Jess take care of the rest. So thank you so much to Ashley and Jess. You are amazing and we couldn't have been consistent without both of you. Okay, which brings me really to the topic of the week. And when I sit down and I draft out the content I'm going to create, we do this about once a quarter. We do this once every 3 to 4 months, and we draft out and really map out what our entire quarter of content is going to look like. Now, with everything that has gone on, with everything that has happened, we have been talking to a lot of you, and we've been getting on calls with you. Dan and I work together. We talk to our clients, we talk to our students, we talk to our mastermind members, our group coaching members, and then we talk to people who are brand new to our audience because we like to make sure we know the pulse of what's going on. And the thing that we're hearing over and over again on repeat is that you're overwhelmed, you're overworked, you're feeling like there are not enough hours in the day. And if that's you, send me a DM on Instagram because I want to hear from you. And my whole goal with this podcast is to show you that you don't have to live a life in overwhelm. You don't have to be frustrated, overworked, not really coming from a place of knowing your value and knowing your worth. And I want to help you find it. And that's my entire goal here, is to show you that business can be a tool for you. Money is a tool for you to create a life you love. And when we are continually tied down to social media, it really, we have to look at, is this helping or is this hurting? And this whole episode, I really just want to pose questions for you, because the quality of your life is based on the questions you ask. And if we ask better questions, then we can really look at what we're doing and look at the actions and the tasks we're doing and say, is this helping me or is this hurting me? Is this serving me? Is this leading me towards my goals, or does something have to change? So this is a really big question that I've been posing to people, and it has kind of left people speechless, which is really interesting to me. And my question is, what would happen if you stopped posting on social media for a week? What would happen if you put your phone away in a drawer, or if you deleted Instagram and Facebook off your phone for 1 week? Now, I'm leaving some space there because I really want you to sit with this question. And I know when I ask this question to a few of our group coaching students or group coaching members, that it left them kind of speechless and it made their stomach kind of hurt. And it was kind of like almost like thrilling, but really scary at the same time. So if the idea of walking away from social media for 1 week has your stomach turning upside down, then this episode is for you. Now, social media has been so tied into business building that most think that building a business requires you to be attached to their phone, requires you to be doing stories 24/7, requires your phone to be attached to your hand, requires you to be giving continual attention to Instagram and Facebook in order to be successful. And the other downside to this, now there's a lot of upsides to social media, but the downside to this is that this has led people to attaching and equating their self-worth on how many likes they get on a photo. It has led people to determining how good their day or how bad their day was based on how well the algorithm worked in their favor or how many comments they got on a photo. And I don't know about you, but that's not any way for me to live. The real truth is that I have discovered this over 9+ years of being on an online business, is that no amount of likes determines your self-worth. And even further, no amount of likes will help you create a successful business either. And if your day is being determined by how well or not well the algorithm is treating you, or how many people responded or swiped up on a photo or swiped up on a story, then you're not building a business. You're building up your ego. So you may be like, what are you talking about? And maybe this is a whole separate episode. We, Jess Norby and I, on a previous episode, we started talking about social media and your ego. But you might be like, wait, are you really telling me that you don't need likes or followers to have a successful business? The truth is, no, you don't need any of these things. How many entrepreneurs do you know that don't have personal Instagram accounts or don't have personal or even business Facebook pages? There's plenty of businesses that are multi-million dollar businesses that don't have social media. And there's plenty of entrepreneurs that have way less followers than either you or me that's making way more money. Think about that. Let that sit for a minute. If you did need likes or followers, then every single entrepreneur would have to have an Instagram account with 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 followers in order to be successful. But we know that that is not the case. So the logical conclusion here is that your likes don't determine your success. Why can other people with less likes and less followers be helping more people and making more money? If you're using likes and followers to determine your success, then if you're like most, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling frustrated, you may be feeling like, I just don't know what else to do. And maybe you're sitting here like always being tired of thinking of your next content piece and how well it's going to perform. Then there's a whole other aspect we need to bring into this. And this happened this week to a member of one of our mastermind programs. What if your account was disabled? What if it all went away? What if those 10,000, 20,000, or even 100 people that you worked to build up, what if it went away? Or what if you had to step away from Instagram or Facebook for a week? Could your business still run? Would your business still be able to bring in revenue? Because if you have a business, your answer should be yes. The health of your business should not be determined by the amount of posts you can make on Instagram in any given week. You probably realize the importance of being able to step away from your social media accounts for a day, a week, or even a month for your mental health. So the question is for you, do you want to build your Instagram account? Or do you want to build a business that brings in stable recurring revenue without you being on social media 7 days a week? Do you want to be tied to your phone or do you want to help people? Because building a business can be easy. Building a business can be simple. Yes, it takes work. Yes, there are steps. But if you have the right steps in place, if you have a clear system to bring people from, yes, a piece of content, a piece of content, not 100 pieces of content, a piece of content to an offer that you have created that solves a problem and puts a product in front of them so you can help them solve a problem. It can be really simple. It doesn't have to be complicated. We have been fed this lie that we need to show up all the time, that we need to be creating consistent content, that we need to make it overcomplicated like everything else in our lives. But the truth is, it doesn't have to be that way. But you have to ask yourself this question. Are you willing to stop showing up on social media all the time? Are you willing to change the way you have been doing things? Are you willing to build a business and not your ego? Are you willing to do away with all of the likes, all of the comments, all of the followers in place of building a really simple business that helps people, that solves problems, that offers transformations, and gets your message out there? Now, that doesn't mean we're going to delete your Instagram account. Obviously, I'm here creating consistent content. I'm here on Instagram and I check in with you over there. But if I couldn't do this anymore, I haven't done stories, personal stories, in about a week. And actually, it's opened up more creative flow in my business because I'm not doing so much Instagram storying. It can open up creativity for you, but I'm willing to put down my phone. I'm willing to walk away from stories for a period of time. It doesn't mean I can never go back to it. But I know if I couldn't go on Instagram for the next 6 months, if I couldn't create consistent content through my podcast for the next 6 months, I know exactly what I would do and I have those systems in place. So I can bring new people into my audience, put an offer in front of them, help them, and create revenue in my business in return for creating a transformation in someone's life. So let me ask you, do you have that set up? Are you willing to set that up? Are you willing to say, okay, I'm going to stop doing social media because I'm so overwhelmed and it's not leading me to my goal and it's not serving me anymore, in place of creating a simple system that will actually help my people more? And then you can go back to creating consistent content later. But the simple system that you set up in your business has to come first. So if you want to hear more about the simple content funnel that we help people set up, just send me a DM on Instagram and I will tell you about it. We can set up a phone call with our team and I will show you the exact process. But you really have to ask yourself this question. Do you want to be tied to your phone or do you want to help people? Do you want to continue to live in overwhelm and frustration because of an app on your phone? Or do you want to create financial abundance for yourself? Do you believe that you can actually do that? So I hope this episode has given you some questions to ask yourself around social media, because what I want you to know is that you deserve to take breaks. You deserve to take time off. And the more you work, the more social media posts you do, it seems like the more frustrated we all get. So what would happen if you told yourself, the less I work, the more I make? The more I work on the systems in my business, the more I make. And how can you actually set that up for yourself? You deserve to set up these systems. You deserve to put down the phone. You deserve to create systems that can transform your business and your life and allow you to put down the phone. So send me a DM on Instagram. I want to hear your takeaway from this episode. But what I want you to know, and I have studied this for the past 9+ years, is that no amount of likes, no amount of followers is ever going to make you feel good about yourself. No amount of likes can determine your self-worth. No amount of likes can make you feel deserving of the life you want to live. That is all an inside job. So if none of those things can make us feel deserving or help us find our self-worth, then why are we doing them? Why really are we doing them? Let's take a look at every single thing we are doing in our life and make sure it's serving us, make sure it's getting us closer to the goals and the life we want to live. And then in our business, let's take the time to give our business what it deserves and needs, which is systems. So if you want help doing that, send me a DM on Instagram. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your feedback on this episode. And let's walk away and take some breaks from social media. All right, I'll see you in the next episode.
You've been listening to The Shift Show with Nicole Culver. Join us over in the Social Shift Facebook group to continue the conversation. Find us over at nicoleculver.co/community. Thanks for listening.